Good morning, this is Debbie with Exceedance. How may I help you?
Hey, Debbie, I'm hoping you're the same Debbie I spoke with last week, Mark Buckley. I was calling regarding a claim of Amazon driver backed into my son's truck.
Yes, I remember. Yes, sir. Yeah, this is me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. So I found the policy number. My son had a picture of it.
Okay.
And I wanted to give it to you because I know that was something that you needed, we didn't have, and so you couldn't find anything on it.
Okay. Yeah, I think I called and left a message on your phone after we'd talked.
Oh, really?
Did you get the... Yeah. They had sent me, I don't know, some more information, I think, and I called and had left a message letting you know that we should be able to go ahead and file.
Oh, geez, I never got that message.
Okay, go ahead and give me that information, and I'll see what I can find. Pull it up for you.
All right, sure. Policy number is ALA. 200-203-28.
Okay. And I forgot, what was the day of that loss?
The day of the loss, let's see here. 9/11.
Oh, yeah. I didn't remember that one, too. All right, let me see what I can find here.
Looking at their insurance card, it was
9/13. You said it happened on 9/13 or 9/11?
No, it happened on 9/11. I'm just looking at the insurance card. It says the expiration date was 9/13, which really doesn't mean anything.
Okay. So, fill in that time slot anyway. I'm pretty sure I called and left a message, but unless I didn't get your phone number down right, but I thought I did. Let me see.
Yeah, I thought you did too, because I think, I want to say that you asked just to confirm it, but who knows?
Yeah. Lots happened since then.
Right. Yeah, I did try calling back once, and whoever I got connected to, it must have been a different office, because they didn't know of any Debbie, so.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one that works this. Yeah, I'm the only one I think that works this shift. Mm-hmm. With the name Debbie.
Gotcha.
New loss. And that was with THIND Corp?
Yes.
Okay. And that was it two vehicles, is that correct?
Pardon me?
It was a two vehicle accident.
Yeah, it was the Amazon truck that backed into my son's truck.
Into your son's truck. Okay, that's right. And your son's truck was parked?
My son's truck was not parked.
Okay. Okay, data loss, 9/11. And about what time did that happen? I know I had all this information at one time.
Yeah, let's see here. 10:57 a.m.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And the location of the accident?
That was Shirley Street in the city of Rochester.
Okay. Rochester, New York, right?
Yep.
Okay, and a brief description again. I know you told me this before, what happened in the accident.
Basically, my son was turning left on the Shirley, and the Amazon truck was parked over on the left-hand side of the street. And as my son turned left, the Amazon truck then quickly backed into him, slid against his the side of his truck, looking to go from the left side of the street and back over into the right-hand side of the street.
Okay.
And the driver just said that he didn't see my son.
Okay. All right. And it was the driver's side rear of your son's truck that was damaged. Is that correct?
The driver's side, yeah. He caught the driver's side door, the passenger door, and the front end of the box of the truck.
Okay. And the year, make, and model of the Amazon vehicle, if you have that. I know, I think you did last time. I can't remember.
Let's see what it shows here. It is,
I think it was a 23 Rivron. I should remember.
Yep. Right. That's pretty good memory.
I wonder some days.
So do I. You're not alone.
Okay, and do we have a, did you have a plate number for that? I can't remember if you did or not.
Yeah, it's 2-5-1-5-7-N-D. Excuse me.
You're fine. And that was in, was it?
Nancy.
Was it New York registered or?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. And did we have the driver's name?
Yes. Joshua Wilson. I'm assuming they have, let's see if it shows here. Yeah, Joshua Wilson. Do you need his middle name?
No. Do you have a phone number for him? Or any other information?
I don't.
Okay, that's fine.
I've got his date of birth. I have his address.
Okay, what's his address? That'll work.
3839 Meadow Lane. This is Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Okay.
So he's must be using his Colorado license, I guess.
Yeah, you can get a lot of
ID number.
Yeah, here, just one second. Okay, what's that number, please?
Motorist ID number is 11-32-60-277.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then your son's vehicle.
Okay, that is a 2003 Toyota Tundra.
Okay. Do you have a plate for that vehicle?
Let me find that because it's not showing up on the report for some reason.
Okay.
What else we need while I'm trying to get that plate number?
Let's see. Okay, and your son's name was S. Sean, right? S-E-A-N?
Yep.
And B-U-C-K-L-E-Y?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And the truck was registered in New York?
Yes.
Okay. And he was driving, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And was he injured in any way?
He was not.
Okay. And you do have a police report? Or just an exchange?
I just have the information exchange form. I don't have the actual report.
Yeah, they told me that in New York, a lot of places, they don't come out unless it's major. So, no fire department, no police. Now, was his vehicle, the Tundra, did it have to be towed?
It did not, luckily.
Okay. Is his truck, is it a four-door?
Well, it's a two-door, but it's the kind that, you know, it's kind of like has a half door so somebody
half
can
door.
Get into the back.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what they call those.
Yeah. Yeah, my old truck was like that. Had like a half seat back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Let's see what else we need on here. I think we're about done. Yeah, I gotta put your information still in here. What's your phone number? I'm sorry.
It's 585-703-0353.
Okay, thank you. And your email address?
It is spark, SPARK, dot Buckley at Gmail.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think that's all. Let me submit this here. And I'll give you your claim number here in just a second.
Okay.
Okay, it's X. Are you ready? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ready.
Okay, it's XC-ORCA, like Orca. -24-05810.
Okay.
You need to repeat it, or did you get it all?
XC-ORCA, ORCA-24-05810.
Yeah, that's it. And your adjuster for this is going to be named Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y. And last name is Foret, F-O-R-E-T. Let me find her information for you. Let me find her phone number and email for you. Hang on, I'm sorry. I got to go to a different page.
No problem.
That's the one they just added. Sorry, I gotta look somewhere else. I haven't updated this information yet. Okay, I've got it. Yeah, they don't keep us up to date on a lot of our stuff we have to look at, so we have to look somewhere else. All right. So her information is, her email is going to be her first dot last name, so T-R-A-C-Y dot F-O-R-E-T, and then at the letter X, and then the word claims with an S, dot claims.
TRACY.FORET@, and then what's the last part?
X, the letter X, and then the word claims, CLAIMS,
yep.
Dot CLAIMS.
At claims.claims?
Yes, sir.
At xclaims.claims.
Yes. At xclaims.claims. I know it's odd, but that's what it is. Okay. And then her phone number is 938-839-1754.
Okay. It's not a local number, but is she local, do you know?
No, I do not know, honestly. Everybody seems to work from home anymore, so
I know.
Honestly don't know.
I guess I'll just, trying to reach my son to get the license plate number. Can I?
Okay. Yeah, then you can just get the information. I mean, it's not like they'll find it, you know, when they're looking and trying to set up the thing, but they'll give you a call if they need anything. I can try to send you over there and see if they're available. You can leave a message if you'd like, or you can just try to contact or wait for them to contact you, whatever you'd like to do, sir.
Okay. I mean, I suppose you could send me over and I can see if I can reach her just to see what the next step is.
Okay.
Normally, now that it's in the system, then they would reach out to me.
Normally, they get back to you within a business day, so it'd probably be sometime tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's probably fine. We can do that. I do have to jump on another call, so as opposed to maybe waiting for a while, I'll wait to hear from her.
Okay. Yeah, I know she'll have time to look over it, but yeah, she should get back a hold of you sometime tomorrow.
Okay, great.
All right, sir.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.